The title of this message is a quote of Jesus Christ, actually, from Matthew 16, wherein he said, I will build my church. Just think about that for a moment. It's not a quote of a man. It's a quote of Jesus Christ, wherein he said, I will build my church. Now, let me ask a question or two in regard to that. Jesus proclaims and says that he will build his church. It isn't insinuating that he's going to attempt to, or he might, or he's considering doing it. He's proclaiming and testifying, I will build my church. Now, the question is, what kind of church will he build? What do you think it would look like? Well, if we take a survey of the New Testament, especially the book of Acts, that's the church that he builds. The church that is manifest in the book of Acts is surely the church that Jesus Christ is building. Now, how many here could settle for that church? Book of Acts. If you want to read something profound, read Acts 19, and you'll see the manifestation of that church. And incredible it is. We live in the time and the season and the dispensation of two things that are very significant. One, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit poured out in Acts chapter 2, promised in Acts chapter 1, and the reason for that promise is clearly identified in Acts chapter 1. Jesus says that he's sending the Spirit and he's directing the people to go to Jerusalem and tarry there until they be endued with power. The reason he sends the Spirit is so that the church will be endued with power. Last week I spoke to you about the Greek word ecclesia. Ecclesia. That's the word Jesus used instead of calling the New Testament church synagogue. Ecclesia translates from the Greek to the English church. And what it means to be the ecclesia is the called out assembled ones who have the authority and power of his kingdom. Hello? If we don't have his presence, and from his presence, if we don't have the authority and the power of his kingdom, we're not the New Testament church. Hello? We just have a label. We don't want to be called the church. We don't want to be called the ecclesia, but not be it. Hello? Because he promised that he would send the Spirit. He did. He has. And the dispensation of the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit lasts until the second coming, until the new advent, until Jesus returns from the earth to gather and assemble his ecclesia. Are you with me? We're in that dispensation of the Spirit and the kingdom and its power and its authority. If we know that and understand it, what do we do with it? You can raise hands if you want to or not. Up to you with these questions. How much of the kingdom do you want? A bit? You're indicting yourself. Be careful. You can't go around claiming and touting that and not showing up for prayer and not taking the classes. Hello? Just communicating something. It takes some commitment on our part and some understanding. And please be aware that I nor Jesus are not mad at you if you don't take the classes. But he and I will remind you that you ought to take them.
We good? Jesus says in Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, I also say to you that you are Peter. Now, in the Greek, Peter being a name for a singular individual, the Greek is Petra, meaning a small stone. Reading further, and upon this rock, Greek word again, meaning a boulder, a huge rock. To contrast here, as we read on, I will build my church on a stone and on a rock, and the gates of hell will not overpower. How does that happen for the believer? Reading on, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You get the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's how you become part of His ecclesia. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Getting the key requires a revelation. Also here, not in the text we read just now, but in the same area, Jesus starts with saying to Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter's answer is, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said, well, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. That's really important. A revelation from a person is insufficient for what every believer needs for the receiving of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We must get a revelation that Jesus alone. As a revelation, results in receiving the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Nothing else, no one else, not some super teaching. Jesus alone. And if you get that revelation that Jesus alone results in you getting the keys to the kingdom of heaven, because those keys give you the power and authority to receive what heaven wants to dispense. And what heaven wants to dispense is the power and authority of the kingdom that Jesus brought with Him and still dispensing today by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit, who He promised would never leave us. Hello? Profound. Now, Jesus declares that He'll build His church and it'll be an empowered church, empowered with His kingdom, right? Now, further defining this word church, or the Greek word ecclesia, a called out assembly of people who have been born again, number one, called out, number two, born again, and empowered by the Holy Spirit, number three, with the power of Christ's kingdom, number four. Four simple things that are sequential and absolutely necessary. Now, we as a people, we as a local ecclesia, need to redefine these things. You know, it's quite normal for groups, clubs, churches, organizations, families, and individuals to drift. You're aware of that. Hello? I'm 25 pounds heavier than I ought to be. And then 25 pounds heavier than what I have been. I have drifted. I intend to cure that. Hello? It happens. My wife has been buying some Bluebell ice cream. And I'm the happy recipient. This will make sense in a moment.
It's not okay that I ate the Bluebell ice cream. There's just one thing I must do after eating the Bluebell ice cream.
Eat
more. This makes my sin bigger. And I need a larger mirror to look at all the wrinkles. It's not an excuse that I have drifted. And there's no excuse for our drift. And there's no blame. Hello? We just drift. It's unacceptable with him. Not that he's rejecting us. He'll never do it. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's easy enough to step away from the Bluebell ice cream when you know that. Hello? Because what you receive in exchange for stepping away from what you ought to have stepped away from is that you step to that which you ought to step to. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Amen. Yes.
We have known Him. There's been a lot of Sundays in our history where there was nobody standing at the end of the service. And people carried from the building. Some of my family members had to be carried to the car and hauled away to their beds and couldn't rise for days. Oh Lord, could we have another outpouring? And here's what he prophesied back to that question. As soon as you're ready, yes. And he adds a little to it. Then he says, I'm always ready to give you an outpouring. As soon as your hunger overcomes the barrier and the drift that you have allowed to come between you and I, and all I need from you is a revelation, acknowledgement to me that you're sorry and that you repent, and I'll come again. Now let me ask a question. Is it difficult for you to repent? You don't have to raise your hands, but you could if you wanted to. Oh, Holy Spirit, reveal to us. For we cannot convict ourselves, nor would we attempt to try. But we would be convicted by you. Reveal to us what is our Bluebell. We're tired of its monotonous ring in our ears. Its taste of a great promise. The only priest who have eaten too much fat and fallen in the fire of our own convictions. I hope you can interpret that. I doubt whether anyone here has robbed a bank. Watch this now by some contrast. Jesus declares that He will build His church. And having defined the word ecclesia, the called out, born again, empowered, who have the kingdom, that church looks like this. First, Acts chapter 2, they all experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit, and it was profound. Next, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they were continually devoted to the apostles' teaching. Hello. When we advertise classes here, they're apostolic teachings, I guarantee it. I wrote them myself. Well, how do you know they're apostolic? Because they've had fruit for many years to prove that they're apostolic. They will change you and move you. They were devoted to apostolic teaching, fellowship, and prayer. Acts 2:43, everyone, this is important, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. They kept having a sense of awe. Did you see what happened? We've gone home in our lifetime over and over. Right, Doug? Did you see? Did you hear? Do you know what happened? Did you hear what happened to so-and-so? Did you see that person? That's the Ecclesia Church, where the kingdom and its power and its authority comes. The people have it. They minister it to one another. And the church looks like that. We must keep, continue, repeatedly having that sense of awe. When that's gone, we're done. We're not going to pay the electric bill anymore. We're not going to vacuum the carpeting. We do nothing here but pack up and not even lock the door. Hello. Hello now. When he's gone, I'm gone. You wouldn't plan to be gone, but you would. It's Jesus. It's Jesus by His Holy Spirit. He brings life. John 6:63, it is the Spirit that brings life. Flesh profit nothing, 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 nothing. Some of you are thinking, well, this guy's mad about something. I'm not mad, honey. I'm just passionate. I'm passionate. Hey, Jesus has directed me very well. I can go sit on the beach or the mountain, either one. I don't have to do a thing. But I'm passionate. Are you passionate? I'm staring down these young people here. You got the seed. I see it. You just need some fire on your seed. Well, I thought I needed water on my seed. You do, but after fire. Because the seed must be purified by the fire. Then when you put the water on the seed, you get the right product from the seed. Hello, somebody. They kept. This was a vineyard church for 30 years. I was in the vineyard in the early days, Nancy and I. You go ask my son Luke about it. He's going to turn 40 on the 24th of December this year. You go ask him when he was a boy and he went there what happened to him. And he won't be able to tell you. He'll start crying and weeping. And he's starting right now just by the mention of it. The corn was 15 feet tall. You have to know agriculture to interpret what that means. It means the Holy Spirit was there. There was awe and signs and wonders just flowing like a river. Not sometimes. Every time. All the time. Now the old man's talking about yesterday. Yes, I am. But I'm not talking about a yesterday God with a yesterday promise that He can't fulfill. I'm talking about a today God that still keeps His promises and will fulfill them. It all depends upon our response. Our response. His word is yes and amen. It is true and lives forever. You with me? And if we're going to do this thing, let's get up and do it. Or go home. My dad used to say, the sissies go home and we dig in. Meaning we just dig in. We just go harder and go longer. But whatever objective we have, we don't give it up. Because then you got nothing to live for but yourself. And self is a robber and a thief. He'll take more than he'll give every time, and even to himself. When he hears the bluebell ring. You know what I'm saying? Huh? The flesh profits nothing. Watch this now. So number one was they were all filled with the Spirit. Number two, they were devoted to apostolic teaching. Number three, they kept that feeling and that sense of awe with signs and wonders. We're going to have a resurgence of that here.
Well, how do you know?
Inclusive of the male voice. Well, how is it that you know, Mr. Bourne? I learned a couple things in these 44 years being Christian. God's ready now, and He's always been ready. That we would have outpouring after outpouring after outpouring in a resurgence. And it lives in me. By it, I mean the fire of that truth. And I know that God's not a liar, that He keeps His promises. And I know that when I lay hands on you, something literal is imparted. And it's going to come again when I lay hands on you that you can't stand, and I will not push you. I never have. I never will. But you'll be consumed by a holy fire. I might tear your clothes a little bit. Some of you are thinking, well, I'm afraid of that. Fear's okay. Just bring it with you. Just bring it with you. Let me tear the buttons off your shirt. You'll have the greatest experience you ever had in your life.
Well, how do you know you can do that?
I've done it 10,000s of times in 54 countries of the world. And come Tuesday afternoon, I'm going again. I'll be in Southern Ireland. I'm going to rip some buttons off. There's some sick people going to get up healed. We're doing a healing seminar, Andrew and I, for 150 to 200 people in a vineyard church. They're young people. They don't know nothing. It's an old man got to teach them. And he will. I'm not bragging, I'm just testifying. It's the testimony of Christ and His kingdom in the ecclesia. I'm a church man, first and last. On the earth, God has ordained that His church be the place where you find life and you find deliverance. You find teaching. You learn how to buy a house when you don't have the money. You learn how to refuse a house that was too much at the time. And somebody prophesies something to you. And as I remember, you went right back and bought that house later for a way reduced. How much was it? Do you remember how much it reduced? It was reduced $15,000 in just a little space of time. The downturn came. I told Doug it's okay to let your house go back because the bank is the one that caused the problem anyway. So it's not distorted for you to let them have it. They created the problem. He gave it back. Then he come and we talked further. And he said, well, okay, I'm going to go rent a place. And I said, you're not renting? I don't have the money. He said. I said, find it. Then he said, will you loan it to me? I said, no, that's not finding it. You got to go find it. But you're not going to rent. You're going to buy a house. Well, I got no money. My credit's wrecked now because I gave that house back. and you, nobody can borrow any money. How do you figure I'm going to buy a house? I said, I don't have the details for you. I just have the word and the principle. And he heard it and he followed it and he bought a house. And he bought it, as I remember, for about 2/3 of what it had been worth. And now I think it's worth 4 or 5 times what he bought it for then in the downturn. I'm not bragging, I'm just testifying. There needs to be a testimony of Jesus Christ raised up. And not necessarily just about money, but ought to include that. It ought to be that he is the life giver and the transformer. And that aside from his power, all we got is a bunch of flap. We'll go home and eat Bluebell till we ruin our health. Now, I hadn't covered the first page yet, and I got 2 to go and 3 minutes to do it. Kept feeling a sense of awe. Acts 2:44-46, they shared as needed and continued with one mind. They continued with one mind. We're taking that back. We've drifted a little on that. How many like other people's opinions? I hope you buy them cheap, because they're usually not worth much. Now, opinions and counsel are two different things. When I spoke to Doug and said, you're not renting, you're going to buy, that wasn't my opinion, and neither was it counsel. It was a revelation from heaven. Hello! What he needed then, I love him. I loved him then. I didn't want him renting. I knew that when the recovery came, that he'd have to go back and pay 5 times more for a house he could have bought in the downturn. I knew that because I bought 4 or 5. Just testifying, not bragging. One right over here I bought for $35,000. It's worth $200 right now. That's just one. I'm not bragging. I'm testifying. Don't come and ask to borrow money. Get a revelation. Get a revelation. It's all true. What is it we're going to do? Are we going to be the ecclesia? Jesus said he will build his church. How can we fail if we know his word and we obey it? They shared as needed, continued with one mind, gladly and with sincerity. And then after Doug came Damien. And he's in this house that he paid way high price for, and it wasn't worth 20% then of what he paid for. And I told him the same thing. Now I had to give him a little money. He hadn't prospered like Doug. So I gave him some money. He went and bought a house twice as nice for a little bit of money. Now that house is worth 3 or 4 times what he paid for it. Hello? And he's got this ridiculous payment. I don't want to tell all the business, but I think Doug's payment's like $250 a month. And yours is some. It's really ridiculous. How many here would like a house payment of $250? You just bought a house, didn't you? I hope you got a good deal. And if you didn't, you should have talked to me first. We share. Continued with one mind, gladly and with sincerity.
Well, he said we got a.
Yeah, I did. But you're a free moral agent. You can blow me off. Go ahead and have that house payment. Big one if you want. I'm saying that for a metaphor back to the body of Christ. Back to being the ecclesia.
When the church is what God has called it to be, it's joy. It's joy pressed down, running together, running over and poured out from heaven. I tell you what, there's nothing and nowhere you'd rather go and no place you'd rather be than right here when the river of God's flowing. And the house of God is what the New Testament calls for. Are you with me? And many of us in here have stayed this quarter of a century and more because that has been true and it has been the case. Gladly and with sincerity. And so how do we get back to the water running deep and running with some velocity? We just go ahead and obey God and worship Him in spirit and truth with gladness and joy and sincerity. Are you with me? See, some people, like in the downturn, the economic downturn, most people standing around with this plan. Well, we're going to wait until, you know, there's signs the economy's returning, and then we're going to rent, and then we'll buy when we see it's okay. That's foolish. At the time this happened, I was about 63 years old, and I was telling folks, I never seen in my lifetime the value of real estate regress. I never saw it. Never, ever. And then the Lord said to me, you see it now, though, do you? Yes, sir. Do you know what that means? No, sir. Do you want me to tell you? Yes, sir. He said, it's time to buy. You'll never see it in your lifetime cheaper. What He's revealing to us now in regard to our Christianity, in regard to our ecclesia, our assembly of being believers, is that we need to be gladly and with sincerity. Continuing. In Acts 2:47, it says they continually praised God and had favor with all people, and many were being saved and added daily. We want that, don't we? We need these seats filled. And not because it'll make us feel better when there's more people. Because with gladness and sincerity, we want to serve Him. I close with this. I know we're late. I want you to know the contrast. Secular, the word secular means attitudes and activities with no basis in Christianity. Just all self. Humanistic, a philosophy attaching prime importance to human rather than divine authority, believes that humanity has within itself its own ability to direct itself without God. When Christians refuse God's ways, we're choosing humanism and secularism. What God is doing here is the way He's doing it here. Don't refuse it. Don't be slow to apply it, because that'd be humanism. You're not a humanist, I hope. See, many Christians are part humanist and part secularist. Let's be all Christian, totally Christian. We have to live in our humanity, but we don't have to be humanist. We believe God for our life. And we believe God for His holy presence. Amen? Could you stand with me? Thank you. Some simple questions for your response today. Will we have His church, the ecclesia, built here? Will we receive the keys for the church by receiving the keys to the kingdom? And lastly, do we want to be built into the ecclesia church of the called out ones who have received the kingdom of God, its power and its authority?
If you can respond to one or all three of those, please come and join me and bring just a little bit of faith with you. A little bit's okay. Believing that there's going to be an impartation to you today of the Ecclesia Church and a resurgence of the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Now let's worship Him for a time, because we know that invites the Spirit.